Welcome to this installment of Above the Clouds. This time we will take a verse from Lord Ramachandra because 3 days ago was his auspicious appearance day, and there is a verse in the Bhagavatam about Lord Ramachandra's constant ongoing presence or appearance in the heart of his devotees. The verse is here: Smaratam Hridi Vinyasya Vidam Dandaka Kantakai. After completing the sacrifice, Lord Ramachandra, whose lotus feet were sometimes pierced by thorns when he lived in Dandakaranya, placed those very lotus feet in the hearts of those who always think of him. Then he entered his own abode, the Vaikuntha planet, beyond the Brahma Jyoti. When the Lord appears and then performs his pastimes, a time comes when he also leaves this three-dimensional sphere on which we human beings act, who are bound by time, and he returns to the eternal spiritual world. But he gives a blessing to all those who think of him. His blessing is that those very feet with which he roamed across the world are placed into the hearts of those who think of him. So the Lord is then in the spiritual world, but he also has his mystical presence in the heart of those who are mindful of him. There's one great devotee in the Valmiki Ramayana whose life is an example of seeing Lord Ram in her heart. I'm speaking of Shabari. She was the disciple of a very exalted saint who told her, listen, Shabari, you should always chant the names of Ram and think of him. Even when I leave this world, you should continue to do this simple sadhana and you will see how the Lord will appear before you. So one day, that moment came. Shabari was seated outside the hut and all of a sudden saw the two princes, Ram and Lakshman, accompanied by Sita, walking over the soft grass and finding the hut where she was sitting. Immediately, she joined her two palms and fell down before the brothers and then clasped their feet. She offered them grass mats. She brought water and some simple forest fruits and said, "You are welcome." Then Ram, Lakshman and Sita sat down. Actually, Sita was not there at that time. Sita had been kidnapped by Ravan, and Rama spoke. "O noble lady, is your asceticism proceeding without impediment?" The same type of question was always asked by Lord Chaitanya. He would say, "How is your bhajan going? Have you mastered your senses? Are you fully freed from anger, and is your diet controlled? O gentle one, has your service to your guru borne fruit? It had borne fruit. Shabari had the direct darshan of Ram and looked at him with tear-filled eyes. She had become fully self-realized by her austerities and yogas, and mainly by chanting. And then she could understand who was it that were now in her ashram. So she spoke, "Yes, today the full fruit of my asceticism and meditation has been attained. Today my life is perfected. Indeed, O Ram, after seeing your divine form, I shall reach those realms that know no decay." Then Shabari told Ram that long before her exalted guru, Matanga, had left to attain the eternal destination. But before he had left, he had said, "You will see Ram and Lakshman in your ashram, and afterwards, after that darshan, your life is completed. There's nothing to gain in this world by your sadhana any longer. You must then go and leave to the higher regions." So Shabari was shaking in ecstasy because she knew her time had come. She offered the two brothers a wonderful forest fair, and then Ram, after graciously accepting her offering, begged to see the ashram. Shabari gave him a tour and showed him the altar on which Matanga had done his pujas and services. It was still brilliant with a divine luster that illuminated the surrounding area. There was a pond also, and there were still the flower garlands which the sage had made. By the touch of his hand, they were still fresh and unfaded. After she had shown Ram and Lakshman around, Shabari said, "Now I want to join those great rishis who have gone. I'm ever their servant. Please permit me to leave, O Ram." Ram and Lakshman were truly touched in their hearts, and they said, "Yes, wonderful. You have properly honored us, O Blessed Lady. Please, if you wish, you may depart." So Shabari then did one last obeisances to Ram, and approaching with steady steps the sacrificial fire, cast her mortal body into the flames. And as her body was consumed, she arose in a brilliant spiritual form, adorned with celestial jewels and garlands. She appeared resplendent, and like a streak of lightning, she rose up into the sky, illuminating the whole region. So Ram and Lakshman had placed their feet into Shabari's heart. They stayed with her in her meditations, and then one day she had the direct darshan face to face. This was so wonderful that, according to Matanga, there was nothing else to do for Shabari in this dimension. My dear listeners, this is something to stop and pause. Thinking about the Lord brings us into a very close vicinity. The Lord says twice in the Bhagavad Gita, Man mana bhava mat bhakto, think always of me. For this week, I want to request you to consciously direct your mind to thinking of the Lord, either his name or his form. You can help yourself by looking at good pictures of the Lord, paintings and such. You can also read in books like The Nectar of Devotion about the qualities of the Lord, and then meditate about one of these qualities, like that he is very grateful to every little service that is rendered to him. And in this way you can be with Krishna, or you can read something from Krishna book, a small paragraph, and redirect your mind again and again to the Lord, and you will see he will place his lotus feet, and that means his entire being, into your heart. I wish you all the best, and welcome to the next Above the Clouds.